Say hello to a new friend on an old road. Take a two-lane trip of memories into mysteries unknown. Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Are you ready for a new year? Have you made any resolutions? More importantly, have you made any resolutions that you'll be able to keep until at least February? Have you made any resolutions to, well, work towards trying to change your corner of the world? Today, I am wrapping up our week-long series on inspirational stories. It's the tale of Joe Medicine Crow. This guy's a hero of mine. He was also a World War II hero, an historian, an educator, and, well, he was tougher than a bag of nails. He packed a whole lot of living into 103 years. Before we begin, of course, I want to give a shout out to Joe, Woody, and the boys of the road crew for our theme song. If you need a theme song for your epic road trip adventure, look no further than roadcrew66.com. In the Crow language, his name was High Bird. The world knew him and will remember him as Joe Medicine Crow. He was born on October 27, 1913, on the Crow Indian Reservation near Lodge Grass, Montana. His family lineage included legendary warriors. One of his grandfathers, White Man Runs Him, was a scout for George Armstrong Custer before the Battle of the Little Bighorn. He was raised by his elders in the tribe's warrior tradition. He was little more than an infant when he was taught lessons about mastering his fear. And in childhood, he was taught how to ride bareback and control a horse. He mastered the skills needed to track game and to survive, even in extreme cold. Hours were spent listening to stories told by tribal elders. He would hear tales about warriors that distinguished themselves in battle against the Crow's ancient enemies, the Cheyenne and the Lakota. And he learned that only warriors that accomplished four dangerous deeds in war, in combat, could become a chief. This included touching a living enemy and letting him live, taking an enemy's weapon, steal an enemy's horse, and lead a victorious war party. In World War II, he accomplished all four of these feats, and he became the last Crow war chief. In the early days of the war, Medicine Crow enlisted, mastered boot camp, and was assigned as a scout in the 103rd Infantry. True to tradition, he always wore bright red war paint into combat under his uniform, and he carried a sacred yellow-painted eagle feather that had been blessed by the tribal medicine man. While fighting at the Siegfried Line on the German border, Crow received an order to take a team of seven men and retrieve dynamite from a previously destroyed American position. As this required crossing an open field under fire from artillery and machine gun fire, well, it was considered a suicide mission. Incredibly, no one was killed, and Medicine Crow set the explosives to blow a hole in the Siegfried's Line fortifications. Medicine Crow received a Bronze Star for that action. With the line breached, the 103rd Infantry advanced on a nearby town that was heavily defended. As a scout, Medicine Crow was often ahead of the unit, and as the battle surged, he was occasionally behind enemy lines. When ordered to flank a German position, he encountered a lone soldier. He disarmed the German soldier, dropped his weapon, and engaged in hand-to-hand combat. When the young soldier cried out for his mother, Medicine Crow released his grip, let the man flee, and recovered the German weapon. In another incident, Joe Medicine Crow was behind enemy lines scouting a farmhouse that was being used as a command post by SS officers. The Germans had stealthily moved into position on horseback. With only a .45 caliber pistol to defend himself, Medicine Crow passed through the guard post undetected, crawled into the corral, and letting out a piercing Crow war cry, rode off on bareback with the other horses in tow. Now, I can't help but smile when trying to imagine what the Germans thought when they heard that war cry. But Joe Medicine Crow was not just a warrior. He was the first member of his tribe to go to college. In fact, he was in graduate school in California when he enlisted in 1943. After the war, he became a prolific author and speaker. He won numerous accolades for his work to document firsthand accounts of reservation life. The National Park Service also credited Medicine Crow as the last surviving person to have heard oral accounts of the 1876 Battle of Little Bighorn. He was named tribal historian by the Crow Tribal Council, and he was awarded honorary doctoral degrees from his alma mater and Rocky Mountain College in Montana. And he was also nominated for the Congressional Gold Medal. Quote, "I always told people when you meet Joe Medicine Crow, you're shaking hands with the 19th century. Herman Viola, curator at the Smithsonian Institution's National Museum of the American Indian, once said of Joe Medicine Crow. In 2009, President Barack Obama awarded Medicine Crow the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the nation's highest civilian honor, for his work on Native American history and his wartime service for the United States Army during World War II. Upon his death in April 2016, the governor of Montana said, "Medicine Crow's legacy will forever serve as an inspiration for all Native Americans and all residents of Montana." Well, story of Joe Medicine Crow, that wraps up our week-long series on inspirational people. And I hope you found it interesting. And I really hope that these programs have encouraged you to look at life a bit differently. It takes absolutely no skill at all to divide people, to bring them together, to overcome. Now that's a talent. That's a skill. Before wrapping up this morning's program, I want to say thank you to the Brenners at Roadrunner Lodge in Tucumcari, New Mexico. I am most appreciative of their support of our various programs. And I'm thankful for their steadfast dedication to keeping the spirit of Route 66 alive. If you take a trip along iconic Route 66, include at least one night stay at the Roadrunner Lodge. This is no mere motel. It's an experience. It's time travel. It's a memory-making stop that will enhance your Route 66 odyssey. Hey, I hope you'll be able to join us next week on Wake Up with Jim. We have some great programs scheduled to kick off a new year. And don't forget our Sunday morning programs, Coffee with Jim, live streamed on the Jim Hinckley's America Facebook page at 7 o'clock Mountain Standard Time. Well, with that it, I suppose we're going to say adios. Adios to 2021. And until we meet again, mi amigos, adios. Vaya con Dios.
Say hello to a new friend on an old road. Take a two-lane trip of memories into mysteries unknown. Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.